Welcome to the Light of the World. This is Jerry G. Martin. We are coming up on the most holiest of days that is celebrated by Christian believers. It is the time that we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. We're going to present you a series of messages that will help you to understand what Jesus Christ did, but more importantly, why he did it. It was to offer sinful people eternal life. I want you to listen closely and even contact someone in your family who needs to know the gospel of Jesus Christ. At the end of today's message, we're going to share an opportunity for you or anyone you know to come to know Jesus. Come and go with us as we walk in the light of God's word.
Believers have no cause to fear death. Believers has no cause to fear death. Hebrews chapter 2 verse 14. Since the children have flesh and blood, he too shared in their humanity, talking about Jesus Christ, so that by his death he might destroy him who holds the power of death, that is the devil, and free those who all their lives were held in slavery by their fear of death. We don't have to fear death. Paul in 1 Corinthians 15 says, "Where, O death, is your victory? And where, O death, is your sting?" Yeah, you might be the one and that takes me out, but I didn't feel nothing. Because I'm an overcomer. So number one, sin entered through the world through one man. Secondly, death entered the world through sin. And then thirdly, death spread to all men because of sin. All of us now have to deal with death. No human has ever escaped death. Well, Enoch and Elijah escaped the physical and the eternal death, but they were spiritually dead before they came to a relationship with the Lord and gave him their life. So they had a taste of that separation because they were part of the all had sin. But they came to a saving knowledge of the Lord and obedience to him. Even Jesus died when he was here, not because of his own sin, but because of the world's sin that he took upon himself. And when he took sin upon himself, he also took upon himself the penalty of sin, which was death. So someone may ask, so why do I need a savior if you're unsaved? Number one, because you were born with a sin nature. And sin is part of your DNA. You're going to sin because you are a sinner. Secondly, you need a savior because you are spiritually dead. You are spiritually dead. When we give our life to Jesus Christ, you know, we often call that being born again. Why? Because we've been made alive spiritually in Christ Jesus, and now we are born again. Our spirit man comes alive to the things of God. You need a savior because you are going to die physically. Without the salvation that Christ provided, you're going to have that eternal death and suffering in hell fires with everlasting punishment. That's why you need a savior. Hell is real. Someone say hell is too hot and eternity is too long. You're going to need a savior. Amen. So what had happened is that Adam messed up. And you were in him when he did. And he passed that strain of sin nature on to you. But what Adam messed up, Jesus cleaned up. At the cross. Through this one man, and here's where Paul is getting to. Here's one man that affected everybody else. And then God uses that same system, it seems, to bring salvation. Because through one man, he's going to affect everybody else who can come to him and be saved. That fourth thing, salvation is provided to all men because of one man. Romans 5:15 says, but the gift, that gift means what Jesus gave, is not like the trespass or the sin. For if the many died by the trespass of one man, how much more did God's grace And the gift that came by the grace of the one man, Jesus Christ, overflow to the many. The gift that Jesus gave is not like the sin. The first Adam, through his disobedience, ushered the sin nature into the world that affected every man. And then Jesus, if you notice, some of you Bible scholars would notice, is also called the last Adam, the second Adam. The last Adam, Jesus, through his obedience, broke the power of sin and death and offered every man eternal life. One man brought every man death, another man brought every man eternal life. By the sin of one man, many died, but the gift by the grace of one man, Jesus Christ, provided the way for fallen mankind to be restored. Somebody say restored. To a spiritual relationship with God. Jesus Christ broke the power of death and sin, but sin and death could not break the power of Jesus Christ. He conquered death. He conquered sin on the cross. He showed us that when he raised up from the dead. He said, "I have the victory." When Jesus died on the cross in our place, it was the gift of God to all mankind for salvation. Those who receive him will not have to pay the penalty. Jesus paid it all. You want to know what had happened on the cross? Say, he paid it all. He paid for your sin. He paid for my sin. He paid for the sin of every man. Jesus paid it all. One man. He says, "I'll take care of it." Now, since God is all-knowing, when God created Adam, he knew that Adam was going to eat of the tree that was forbidden. He knew that. Why? Why did he know that? Because he knows everything. Why else does he know that? Because the Bible tells us before the creation of the earth, the lamb was slain. He already had the redemption plan already in place before it even happened. He said, when this happened, then we're going to go into plan B, which became plan A, because he said, I know it's already going to happen, so I already have provided the sacrificial lamb because I love people so much. I don't want them to all die and perish. I want to give them a right to eternal life. That's what God did for us. Amen. I want to close with this. The last book of the Bible, in the last chapter, in the last few verses, tells us about the whole story of God and his redemption and what he wants to do for us. Revelation chapter 22, verse 12. He says, "Behold, I am coming soon." Somebody just underline that right there in your Bible. He says, "I'm coming." How many believe he's coming? Amen. He said, "Behold, I am coming soon. And it's sooner than you think." Yeah. Somebody wrote a song a few years ago. Count the years as months. Count the months as weeks. Count the weeks as days, because he is on the way. See, if you have read the scriptures, and I know now that the Lord says, you know what? Those who are paying attention, it's going to be obvious to them when the time is getting near for those who's paying attention. There are some things that the Bible predicted and foretold and prophesied about that will happen, and we are seeing it being performed right before our very eyes today. And you know, there are some things that he said was going to happen that could not happen 50 years ago because the technology wasn't there, but it's here now. It couldn't happen for 2,000 years, but it's here now. The Bible says that there's going to be a time when the two witnesses will be killed in the streets of Jerusalem and the whole world will watch it. Yes. Just think, 100 years ago, they're thinking, wait a minute, how can the whole world see what's going on in Jerusalem and watch it? You're going to watch it on your telephone. Because everybody, how many people in here got a cell phone, a personal phone? Raise your hand. Almost everybody got. Anybody don't have one? Only a couple of people in the whole. So that means, and now you're getting where you can get your news feed, and you know what? They'll start waking you up with some kind of an alert. The other morning, the phone beeping. What's this? An alert from somebody. You don't even know. And they're going to be talking to you after a while. They're going to make announcements on your phones. And they're going to say, everybody, we got a breaking news story. I'm going to ask you the question. How many of you saw the sucking plane hit the tower on 9/11? Most people in the world who was watching could see that. The technology is here for what the Bible says is going to happen in the end times. And you are living. He says, behold, I'm coming soon. And then you know what else he said? My reward is with me. And I will give to everyone according to what he has done. I'm going to give to everybody according to what he has done. I am the Alpha and the Omega. I'm the first and the last. I'm the beginning and the end. You're talking about the first rapper. I'm the Alpha and Omega. I'm beginning and the end. I'm the first and the last. Look at verse 14. Blessed are those who wash their robes, that they may have the right to the tree of life and may go through the gates of the city. Blessed are those who's already clean, those who have come to me, those who have allowed me to wash them and cleanse them in my blood, and they have those white robes on. Come on in through the gates of the city. And then in verse 15 says, outside are the dogs, those who practice magic arts, the sexually immoral, the murderers, the idolaters, and everyone who loves and practices falsehoods. They are outside of the gate. They ain't getting in. Then verse 16 says, I, Jesus, have sent my angels to give you this testimony for my churches. I am the root and the offspring of David and the bright morning star. And verse 17 says, the Spirit and the bride say, come. Somebody say, come. If you're ready, say, Lord, you can come now. Hallelujah. And let him who hears say, come. Whoever is thirsty, let him come. And whoever wishes, let him take the free gift of the water of life. He says, now this is the last thing in the book of Revelation. He said, this is the last thing in the Bible. I'm telling you one last time. If you know what's going to happen, I'm telling you, I've been there. I know what's going to happen. You better come and take the free gift.
This is Pastor Jerry G. Martin. And every year this time, our focus turns to the death, burial, and resurrection of Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior. That's the good news. The bad news is it seems like we only wait until this time of the year to really focus on what Jesus Christ did for us. For every believer, every day, we should be thankful to the Lord that he gave his life for us, so that we do not have to perish, but we can live an abundant life and we can escape the fires of hell and spend eternity with God in heaven. Jesus came to seek and to save those who are lost. What is he going to save us from? Eternal damnation and hell fire. Those of you who are listening to me right now, you may be at church, but you may not be in church. That means that you're just going through the motions, you're just attending, but you're not connected with God. This is the season to remind us of why Jesus Christ came in the first place, and he came to save a lost and dying world. You can make that decision even now to give your life to Jesus Christ. I give you this opportunity to be my guest at the Light of the World. We meet each Sunday at 10 a.m. at 16161 Old Humble Road. You can meet Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, and you can join with the family of believers that will help you to grow and fulfill God's will and purpose in your life. If you would like to listen to this message again or previous broadcasts, go to our new website at lowcf.com. lowcf.org. Again, that's lowcf.org. Now for the light of the world, this is Pastor Jerry G. Martin saying, may the Lord our God richly bless you, and we'll be with you again next time.